Shabbos Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion. Mishnah tells us, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Mochel Anachri, you can't sell to a non-Jew, Ve'ein Toanin Imo, and you cannot help put a burden on, Ve'ein Magbiyin Alav, and you can't put something onto his shoulders, Ela Kadesh Yagia Lamakom Karov, unless he can arrive at a close place where it reaches before Shabbos, so it doesn't look like the Jewish person is going on behalf of the Jews. So here we have another halacha of an Erev Shabbos, a preparatory step where Beis Shammai is very machmer. They say that the Jewish person, even though he's selling it on Erev Shabbos, or he's helping the person with their burden, or putting it on his back, but since it's going to go into Shabbos, Beis Shammai is machmer. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says it's mutter. However, it's important the Beis Mefarshim here point out that if the Jew puts it on the guy's back and the guy starts carrying it, he should be out of the Jew's house before Shabbos. Otherwise, it looks like he's doing the shlichus. He's doing the work of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is not allowed to ask a guy to do work for him on Shabbos. And this relates to the next Mishnah and a general principle, which is, as long as we specify a certain amount of money that we're going to spend and we give that to the guy. So for example, halacha lemaisa, I could take a garment to the cleaners on Friday and give it to them. They tell me this is how much it costs. They say, great, I'm going to pick it up on Monday afternoon. So between now and Monday, they may work on Shabbos, but I didn't require them to work on Shabbos. We agreed to a specific amount. They can do it whenever they want. They could do it Friday afternoon, 10 minutes before Shabbos. They could do it Saturday night. They could do it Sunday, Monday, whoever. So that's why we say it's permitted. And that's what we're going to teach in the next Mishnah. But if the person doesn't have enough time to give the guy on Friday afternoon, 10 seconds before Shabbos, and say, clean this, and I'm going to pick it up Saturday night, that's not okay, because that is asking the guy to do work for us on Shabbos, which is not allowed. So we get to Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah tells us, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Nos Na'oris La'abdon V'lokim L'Koveis Nachri. You cannot give hides that need to be tanned or clothing which needs to be laundered by a non-Jew, as long as they are done before the day is over. Beis Shammai says that's what's necessary. Beis Hillel says as long as you give it to them before sunset, that's going to be permitted. And the Shulchan Aruch says that means that you give it to them before sunset, they can do it whenever they want. You're not asking them to do the work on Shabbos. But if you ask them to do the work on Shabbos, that's going to be prohibited. And then there's another further discussion. What about asking a guy to do work for you? They can do it at any time, but they're doing it in your home, and it's very obvious. So that's another further question. Let's say you have construction workers or somebody. So it's a big complicated question. If you're allowed to have them do the work on Shabbos in your home, because it's clear that they're doing it for you, and it's on your property. But this goes to the idea in general that on the one hand, we are separated from doing this work on Shabbos because the guy is doing it on our behalf. On the other hand, because that guy is connected to us, so we have to be mindful of the things that we set into place, even if they're before Shabbos, if they are attached to us.